Now will you notice what we have here in verse 1. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat, yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Now the chapter here opens with a very heart-rending cry, if you please, and it's the heart cry of God to everyone to pause and consider his salvation. He says, ho! It's like a startled cry for help in the night. He wants every weak soul to behold his mighty bared arm of salvation. Now the invitation is ecumenical. I do not believe in the ecumenical movement that they talk about today, but I do believe in God's ecumenical movement, and that is that the invitation of the gospel is to go out to the world. And it's limited, we find, no, to one class, and we're going to see here who it is. Ho, to everyone that thirsted. Now listen, it's to everyone. And everyone, friends, means everyone. It means every man, woman, and child on top side of the earth. It means every man of every station in life, every strata of society, every race and tribe and tongue and condition and color. All here are included. This is an invitation to everyone, whole everyone. But wait just a minute. It now is limited to just certain ones, to everyone that thirsteth. For those who thirst and have been drinking at man-made cisterns of this world, those today that have been drinking at the bars of this earth, this invitation is to those who long to drink deep and long of the eternal springs. Now, I'd like to give a quotation right here from Dr. Jennings. And will you listen to this? And this is the way he begins. And I'm quoting now. Let us listen, then, as if we had never heard the melody of this tender and gracious invitation before. Who are the guests here invited? All who thirst. All that is needed to be welcome, then, is not to need, for that is true of all, but to want. What is offered? Am I utterly dissatisfied with myself? Then I thirst. Am I dissatisfied with all the world can offer me, and of which I've tasted? Then I thirst. Is my spirit altogether dissatisfied with all the formalism of religion? Then do I thirst. Blessed thirst. It is the only prerequisite to enjoyment. Now, here is the invitation. Ho, everyone that thirsty. You say, I'm not interested. I'm not thirsty. I'm satisfied with the things of this life. Then it's not for you, friend. I hate to say it. It's just not for you. You have to be thirsty. And this is the way that the world does it today. A certain bottling company that makes a very popular soft drink. If you've seen these signs, and they put them out here in California on the desert, you'd be riding along on the freeway. All of a sudden, you see a sign with a bottle pushed down in some ice, cracked ice. And my, it looks good. And they have just one word there. That's all. Thirsty. Question mark. Thirsty. You're riding along across the desert. They want you to stop at the next filling station and buy a Coke because that's what they're selling. And they hope you're thirsty. But you arrive there and you've got a thermos filled with iced tea or some drink and orange juice. And you say, I'm not thirsty. We'll drive on. That's not for you. But if you're thirsty, then pull off at the next crossroads and get you a drink, you see. Now, at the crossroads of life, God has put up the sign, thirsty, Ho, everyone that thirsteth. Are you thirsty? Are you tired of this world? Have you found out it doesn't satisfy you? Do you long for something better? Well, he says, I have something for you. Ho, everyone that thirsteth. And then he mentions here the kind of drinks he offers. Quite a variety, by the way. He says, and he that hath no money. And say, by the way, it used to be a nickel for a bottle drink, and then it went up to a dime, and then 15 cents. And now, out on the desert, or in some places where they're scarce, you'll have to pay 25 cents. My, they've really gone up. And by the time you hear this, it may be up even more than that. But here, this drink is without money. Why? Because back in the 53rd chapter, he paid a price. He's already paid the price for you. Now he says, come ye, buy and eat. Not only drink, but the bread of life too. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Now, I want you to notice here that there are three kinds of drink. Come ye to the waters, and not only waters, but buy wine and milk without money and without price. Now, I'd like for you to look at these three types of drink for just a moment. Now, waters, that's plural used here. And in the Hebrew, that was the way you attain the superlative degree. You didn't say good, gooder, goodest. And you better not say that, though. Good, better, best. Now, the way you said best, you'd have to make it goodies. You'd have to make it plural. Now here, waters speaks of an abundance, and it speaks also not only of the quantity, but it speaks of the quality of the water. This is water for the soul, and this is the kind of water that the Lord Jesus said, and he used the same kind of an expression when he stood there that day in the temple area. If any man thirsts, let him come unto me and drink. Now we know where the fountain is. That fountain is Christ. That's the water of life. That's salvation. Now, the second drink is wine. And we're not going to get into that argument today, I can assure you. And it speaks of the drink of the soul, which is joy. And that's the meaning of it in Scripture. For instance, you'll recall in Proverbs 31:6, give strong drink unto him that's ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. And then in 1 Thessalonians 1:6, we're told, and ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit. Now, joy is that you can only have when Christ is not only your Savior, but when he becomes the master of your life. When you come to know him, you can have joy. And John said he'd written the first epistle that our joy might be full. I saw this in a preacher's study up in Salem, Oregon, and I copied it down. It's a very brief thing. It was a motto that he had in his study. Joy is the flag that is flown in the heart when the master is in residence. And that's a marvelous drink, by the way, to have joy in your heart and just not something put on. Now, milk, that's the third type of drink. Now, milk is essential for growth and development, especially for babes. And that's what the dairies have been trying to tell people today, that everybody needs milk. Well, I'm not entering into that argument either. But the milk of the Word of God today, is essential for spiritual growth. And one of the things we do on this broadcast, we attempt to furnish milk. We're sort of the milkman. And we give out the milk of the Word. Peter put it like this in 1 Peter 2:2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. Have you ever seen a little baby when its mama's fixing the bottle? The little old fella there that's lying down hungry, he's wiggling his feet, he's wiggling his hands, he's wiggling all over. And with his mouth, he's making all kinds of commotion and a great deal of noise, too. Why? Because he desires milk. And a child of God ought to want the milk of the Word. My friend, there's something wrong with you if you don't like the study of the Word of God. And that, oh, I'm going to say something that's not nice today, but may I say it? The problem today in our churches, we are entertaining people, we're giving them nice, sweet little courses and this, that, and the other thing, and little talks on this, and banquets and committees and everything else, except the Word of God. And why? Because the babies, they're still born, if they're born at all. They have no spiritual life. My friend, we ought to want the sincere milk of the Word. Say, this is a great passage of Scripture. I'm just through the first verse.